What is he has in Spanish?
A. A.
So let's do the same again. So in order to say he will visit, you'll simply stick on the word for he has onto the end of to visit. So how will you say he will visit?
Visitará. Visitará.
She will visit.
Visitará. Visitará.
How would you say you informal have?
As. As.
So to say you informal will visit, again, you'll take to visit and add the word for have for you informal. So how would you say you informal will visit?
Visitarás. Visitarás.
How would you say they will visit?
Visitarán. Visitarán.
And finally, we will visit.
Visitaremos. Visitaremos.
So, with this simple trick, we're able to find an entirely new tense in Spanish. You simply take the appropriate past tense word for have and simply put it on the end of to visit, to invite, to eat. And then you have the new tense, simply by adding this sound onto the end of each word. What is to eat in Spanish?
Comer. Comer.
So, once more, adding the sound of I have on the end, how would you say I will eat?
Comeré. Comeré.
How would you say I will eat with you?
Comeré con usted. Comeré con usted.
I will eat with you later.
Comeré con usted más tarde. Comeré con usted más tarde.
Of course, you don't have to use this tense in order to express the future. For instance, you could instead say, I'm going to eat with you later. How would you say that?
Voy a comer con usted más tarde. Voy a comer con usted más tarde.
How would you say, I'm going to reserve a table?
Voy a reservar una mesa. Voy a reservar una mesa.
How about I will reserve a table?
Reservaré una mesa. Reservaré una mesa.
How would you say I'm going to visit Madrid?
Voy a visitar Madrid. Voy a visitar Madrid.
How about I will visit Madrid?
Visitaré Madrid. Visitaré Madrid.
How about we will visit Madrid?
Visitaremos Madrid. Visitaremos Madrid.
How about they will visit Madrid?
Visitarán Madrid. Visitarán Madrid.
They won't visit Madrid.
No visitarán Madrid. No visitarán Madrid.
How would you say you informal will visit Madrid?
Visitarás Madrid. visitarás Madrid.
How about you won't visit Madrid?
No visitarás Madrid. No visitarás Madrid.
How do you turn it into a question and say, won't you visit Madrid?
No visitarás Madrid. No visitarás Madrid.
Why won't you visit Madrid?
¿Por qué no visitarás Madrid? ¿Por qué no visitarás Madrid?
I would like to know why you won't visit Madrid.
Quisiera saber por qué no visitarás Madrid. Quisiera saber por qué no visitarás Madrid.
So, these endings, these words for have that we're putting on the end, are constant throughout Spanish, and they will allow you to access this future tense in Spanish in a very easy way. So long as you know how to say, I have, he has, she has, you have, they have, and we have, for the past tense in Spanish, you can now also use these, putting them on the end of other words, in order to create a future tense. But that doesn't in any way mean that you can't use going to if you prefer that for the future. But you do need to be aware of this, particularly as it's going to be used by other people, and you're going to find it when you're reading things in Spanish. But as far as speaking goes, feel free to use either and to use which you're more comfortable with. They're both quite useful.